Thank you and good morning. It took the coordination of three law enforcement agencies, and it was a sheriff's deputy who located 26-year-old Justin Patrick at the county airport on Tuesday night and held him in custody until Arcata police arrived on scene. Arcata police had been searching for Patrick in connection with an attempted sexual assault in the laundry room of an apartment complex on 8th Street earlier Tuesday afternoon. And following the interview, Patrick was booked for attempted rape, false imprisonment, and assault and battery. Patrick is the same man who was arrested on the campus of Humboldt State last Friday and booked for lewd acts committed in the library. He had been banned from the campus, but he was back on campus on Tuesday afternoon and allegedly assaulted an employee before fleeing the scene. Patrick, a transient, had his bail set at $350,000 following his latest arrest. The Rural County Representatives of California, the RCRC, have issued a request to leaders in 36 counties urging them to send a letter of support to Senator Mike McGuire's office regarding language in the State Fish and Wildlife Code about the Payment in Lieu of Taxes program. Last year, the language requiring the state to annually pay PILT payments was changed from shall to may, and Senator McGuire has introduced a bill to undo that change. The bill will be heard in committee in March. It's the first step in the legislative process. The RCRC wants all 36 rural counties to support the bill that would see counties paid annually for the acres of state forest lands in their respective borders. Sheriff's deputies arrested 18-year-old Corbell resident Jacob Richards on Monday evening, but not until after a foot chase, a physical altercation, and a tasering. Deputies responded to the 3300 block of 18th Street in Eureka on a report of a man who appeared to be intoxicated and who was walking around with his pants around his ankles. Richards fled the scene on foot and was cornered in the backyard of a residence on Circle Drive. He reportedly fought with deputies and was tasered and then taken into custody. While at the hospital for a medical check, Richards spit at staff and deputies and was restrained before being booked into county jail. Jordan Christmas has news from Redwood Memorial Hospital.
The Redwood Memorial Foundation opened up their application window for their annual scholarships. For those pursuing careers in the medical field, Redwood Memorial awards scholarships every year to high school seniors and community members in Eel River Valley, Van Dusen River Valley, and Southern Humboldt. The application deadline is March 31st, and for more information on how to apply, you can contact the Redwood Memorial Foundation.
Thank you, Jordan. The sheriff's office is investigating a home invasion robbery on Sunday night that saw three armed men dressed in jackets with sheriff's office emblems rob three victims in Wichpeck. The suspects wore masks on their faces, and one was armed with a handgun. The other two were armed with shotguns. They tied up the victims with zip ties, stole some cash, and then fled the scene in a stolen white Toyota Tundra pickup truck. The suspects remain at large. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The county interactive budget meeting gives residents a chance to not only add their input to the fiscal year budget discussion, it also allows the public to hear the ideas from county supervisors and staff. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg said that the upcoming fiscal year budget is a work in progress and that it always involves a little guesswork and reading of the tea leaves when it comes to anticipating revenue. Sundberg also said that the county will have a proposed excise tax on the cultivation of medical marijuana on the November ballot.
In our interim CAO came and let us know, you know, we wanted to know what would it do. And so on the low side, so she was taking, you know, if we got 10% participation and $1 a square foot from folks, it would be around $2 million.
The local excise tax could be a revenue generator for the general fund, and that local tax, if approved, will be coupled with a sales tax at the state level.
The permitting, you know, those are for staff expenses, you know, reimbursement for staff time and that kind of thing. That's going to just cover our costs. It's going to be the excise tax that we do that's really going to generate revenue. And then, you know, the state is going to have one also. McGuire just put one out for 15% on sales. Who knows how much is going to come back to the counties on that.
The county hosts its annual budget meeting tomorrow night. You can hear Supervisor Ryan Sundberg discussing the budget on today's Talk Shop at 8:12. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.